next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State visits Ohio State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Dan Murphy, ESPN.com.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good, Dan. How are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, I think the last time Penn State was on the cusp of being a number one team and was back in 96-97 when they played Ohio State, and that series was always a big one between top 10 teams. I think you might have been either in Kutztown or just left at the time. Do you remember when that series was at that state as being the forefront of college football, and what are your memories of that?
No, growing up, I wasn't a guy that kind of did those types of things. I was too busy kind of running around and doing my own deal. But yeah, I can't tell you I remember that specific situation or time. I was trying to figure out what we needed to do at Kutztown to beat East Stroudsburg or Westchester at the time.
Fair enough. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hi, James. I heard you mention earlier today the respect you have for Coach Meyer and the Ohio State program. I was wondering if when you were a younger assistant before you got your first head coaching job, if you studied Coach Meyer at all and how he ran his programs and if you took anything from that.
Well, I'm one of these guys that I've kind of, anything I could get my hands on, whether it's books to read, leadership style books, business, sports books, sports leadership, management styles, going to listen to people speak, clinics, everything. So, yeah, I think there's definitely probably things that I've come across, things that I've studied from Lou Holtz to Eddie Robinson to Coach Saban to kind of everything in between, and kind of constantly looking for those opportunities to learn. And I think I'll be doing that, 20 years from now. And that's just kind of how I'm built. And that's also kind of what I want our program to be based on as well, is growth and learning. And I think whenever you feel like you got it figured out, that's when you're in trouble. So we spend a lot of time studying best practice and how people are doing things. And any of those things that make sense for our program moving forward. So yeah, I would think that, there's been some things that I've read or saw or heard or studied at some point where I was aware. Obviously we both were head coaches in the SEC as well, so there's some carryover there too.
And then on J.K. Dobbins real quick, when you look at Ohio State's film this year, do you see him bringing a different explosive element to this offense that maybe they didn't have at the tailback position last year?
There's no doubt he's explosive. I mean, we recruited him. We knew he was going to have a chance to bring another level there and kind of a different look, speed, explosion, quickness, those types of things. Talented guy, there's no doubt about it. But I also think it helps that, he's playing with, one of the more experienced playmaking quarterbacks in the country and, experienced offensive line, a lot of speed and talent at the wide receiver positions and things like that. There's a lot of value. I think we all realize the success that Saquon Barkley is having. Our receivers are a big part of that. Our O-line are a big part of that. Our tight ends, quarterback, all those things. It goes hand in hand. This sport is just too team-oriented for it to be about any one guy, but I think he's in an ideal situation as a young player, being surrounded by all those veteran players really helps.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, James.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How difficult is it to rebuild a program in a division like the Big Ten? East, obviously you did it, you were on your way of doing it at Vanderbilt. Can you compare that to what some of these teams and actually what you did at Penn State?
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, it really is. And that's why, you don't see too many people do it multiple times, and the guys that have, is it's impressive, because it takes everything. I mean, from a staff perspective to a family perspective, it is a challenging thing to do, and I think it's probably magnified, in the climate and the culture that we have now in college athletics, and specifically college football, because you just don't get a whole lot of time to do it. In years past, you get at least 5 years to do it, where you could have a full cycle of your own recruits and opportunity to get your culture kind of implanted into your program and things like that. And now that's not the case. You get 3 years to do it. So that makes it more challenging as well.
And just a quick follow-up, how difficult is it if you haven't had the tradition of, say, a Penn State or a Michigan to sort of have that kind of foundation?
Well, I think you can make arguments both ways. I think, obviously having the tradition and the history is helpful. But I would also make the argument that those traditions and history also create very high expectations. So the things you're gaining also create challenges for you, where programs that don't have that tradition and don't have that history, there's not the same type of expectation, to win at a certain level within a certain number of years. So you can make arguments both ways. There's some advantages there. There's some challenges there.
Thank you.
We can take one more question for Coach.
Your final question is from Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, James. Your defense obviously is ranked near the top of most categories, but you haven't played an offense as good as Ohio State's. How much are you looking forward to finding out just how good your defense is, and what are the challenges Ohio State will pose to you guys?
Well, I think it's their speed. I think it's their speed and athleticism at so many different positions, and that's going to be a real challenge for us. There's no doubt about that. It's having an experienced quarterback. That obviously is so important. For programs, everybody's trying to find the guy that you can win with and is a vet, and they have that. They got a guy that's won a lot of games for them. It's probably one of the leaders in a number of categories, when it comes to Ohio State, when it comes to the Big Ten, and when it comes nationally. It feels like he's been playing there for 20 years, and then he's surrounded by great talent at tight end, at O-line, at running back, at receiver. That's a difficult challenge for anybody. And then just the way the game is changed. I mean, the type of points that people are scoring, the spread offense, the RPO, being a defensive coordinator is challenging of any job in sports now, especially in college football. So, it's going to be a real challenge. I think our guys are excited about it. This is not one of those offenses or teams that you feel like you're going to shut down, but you're trying to limit them as much as you possibly can. And, like I said, the days of Big Ten football where it was, 3-10 or 7-10, those days are gone, So as much pride as we take in our history on the defensive side of the ball and what we've done this year, we also know that, you have to play great complementary football, offense, defense, and special teams all working together.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.